This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, last name Zamora, Z-A-M-O-R-A. His date of birth is September 25, 1980, New Paragraph. Patient seen for Christy Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, P-A-C, and also for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 44-year-old Hispanic male comes for evaluation today. He does not smoke anymore. He used to smoke rarely 20 years ago. Alcohol, beer only over the weekends. He denies any drug allergies. Symptoms, he complains of occasional blurred vision and tingling numbness of the fingers, and sometimes itching over the back after shower. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient has type 2 diabetes. He's on glimepiride. Recently on CBC, he was found to have hemoglobin of 18... Uh, 18.5, and creat was 54.6. That is the reason for the referral. Family history, patient has history of, patient's sister died at age 3 of acute lymphocytic leukemia. Patient's mother died of diabetes and complications. Patient's father has hypertension. Review of system. Patient was told to donate blood, so he is doing it every few months. Physical exam, he is a very pleasant 44-year-old male, 5 feet 10 inch, weighing 216, blood pressure 133 over 95, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest is symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft. No organomegaly, pulse unsective, extremities no edema. New paragraph. His hemoglobin was 18.5, creat was 54.6. Rest of the CBC unremarkable. A1C was 7.7. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia. Cause unclear. Diagnosis 2, diabetes. Type 2. New paragraph recommendations. We'll redraw CBC. And CMP and A1C and see what is hemoglobin hematocrit are now. If persistently elevated, we'll run flow cytometry to look for JAK2 mutation. Thank you. This is a consultation on Carlos Zamora, Z-A-M-O-R-A. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Christy Gibson and Dr. Sears. Thank you.